Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, faithful Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults weekly news Squiz. Your chance to see who's had their listening ears on and been paying the most attention to the week that just was. I'm Bryce Corbett. All week in the Squiz Kids Today podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. Now, it's time to test how much of the week's news you've retained, and in the process, see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend coming, including the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. So, here's how the quiz works. 5 questions for kids about the weekend news, then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Simples. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. If you were in year 3, 5, 7, or 9 at school, you would have sat down to do what National Literacy and Numeracy test this week? Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about NAPLAN. Question number 2. In the podcast this week, we heard about how scientists are preparing to bring back to life which mammoth prehistoric animal from DNA? And I'll give you a hint. They were large and woolly and had large, curly, impressive tusks. And the answer is in the question. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about mammoths. How cool would that be to have them walking the earth again? Question number 3. The Academy Awards took place in Los Angeles this week, where which pop star won an Oscar for her song What Was I Made For from the Barbie soundtrack? That's right, it's Billie Eilish. Question number 4. The AFL season got off to a cracking start last week and over the weekend. In which big sports stadium in Melbourne is the AFL Grand Final traditionally played? You might have been there recently for a Taylor Swift concert. Yeah, that's right, it's the MCG. Question number 5. An unseasonal autumn heatwave swept the southeast of Australia at the beginning of the week, which saw the capital city of Tasmania endure its hottest night in 112 years. What is that city called? That city is, of course, Hobart. How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 5? Do you reckon that's enough to beat the adults? Yeah, I reckon so too. Okay, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up the grey matter. Here we go. Question number 1. It was never much of a competition, to be honest, but which Democrat candidate for president in the United States officially won that party's nomination this week? Yes, of course, it's the incumbent president himself, Mr. Joe Biden. Question number 2. Passengers on a plane out of Sydney had a rough ride this week aboard a Boeing Dreamliner, which ended up landing safely in which nearby international city? Yep, that's right. The plane safely landed in Auckland. Question number 3. Still on planes, and which Aussie airline has announced it is looking into allowing pets to travel in the cabin with passengers? Yeah, that's right, it's Virgin. Question number 4. There was drama in royal circles this week when Princess Catherine released a photograph which was later revealed to have been photoshopped. What is the name of her third and arguably most mischievous child? Yeah, well done if you said Louis, or Prince Louis if you want to be formal. Question number 5, and wrapping up with the Oscars, and the show was stolen by a performance of the Barbie song I'm Just Ken by which Hollywood actor? Yeah, that's right, it was Ken himself, Ryan Gosling. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? If you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means it's now time for...
Shoutouts.
It's Friday, March 15. Today is the birthday of musician will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas. And it's also the birthday of Saint Nicholas, an historical figure born on this day 1,754 years ago, who would later become the inspiration for a bloke that you might know as Santa Claus. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. So, I reckon that's a good reason to crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! And it's happy birthday to Ivy and Jasmine from Woongarra, Nathan from Bundaberg, Nick from West Launceston, Miranda from Gilbertson, Alexander from Abbotsford, Jake from Miranda, Sophia from Duncraig, Lenny from Adelaide, Harriet from Ulverston, Kayla from Cannon Hill, Zane from North Ainslie, Audrey from Narromburn, Talia from Canberra, Penelope from Sydney, Eli from Maudsland, Alicia from Yuki, Charlie from Prahn, and Alfie, who's listening all the way over there in Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Lucy from Wagga Wagga and Santana from Berwick. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget, there'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning. And the best bit, they're absolutely free. Just as our other excellent content is free too. We're talking a Squiz Kids Today news podcast on Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, a Squiz Kids shortcut or a Squiz the World every Tuesday, and for all the teachers out there, there's the Classroom Companion, our teacher-produced classroom activity sheets, curriculum-aligned and tied to the Daily Pod on Mondays, and whose entire back catalogue is now available to be searched via our website. Genius. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and all this wonderful audio content will magically appear. For now, this is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.